Stand standing and take out your Bibles and turn to Paul's letter to Titus. We're continuing this morning in our series through the pastoral epistles. That's 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus. We finished 1 Timothy. We're currently in Titus chapter 2. And when we finish Titus, we'll move on to 2 Timothy, finishing these three letters, personal letters from Paul to these young men, ministers of the gospel. We're looking this morning at Titus chapter 2, and in particular, looking at verses 6 through 8. I'll begin reading at the beginning of the chapter, but we'll be looking at verses 6 through 8. This is the holy, inerrant word of God. Give it now your full attention. But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. Older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderous or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. Likewise, urge the younger men to be self-controlled. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Slaves are to be submissive to their own masters in everything. They are to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. Thus far, God's holy word. You may be seated. Let's begin with prayer.